last week in January. You can do it anytime.
Okay, who's starting?
Okay, I'll start.
Go. Thank you.
Okay. After this. Okay. Can we say a few words now?
Sure.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you're both. I will say a few words now. Okay, I'll say a few words.
The clear. No, no.
But now, now
I want to put the name. No, no, no.
Okay, finish what you have to do. Okay, good, good. That's the thing. Let them finish what they have to do. Yeah. Okay, this is a tie. No. Maxine. Let's have a few divrei hesped, divrei halacha. Every human being, especially Jewish people, writes a book. Their sefer told us Adam. Every person writes their own book. Special book which a person writes. I was thinking the sefer of Chaya, Alei Shalom, her book, I would like to call it the Sefer Mochamot Hashem. She mentioned Chumash. The Sefer of the Wars of God. She was a fighter. In one word, she was a Lochemet. Lochemet Hashem. In her young years, she literally was a fighter for the Jewish people as part of Etzel, part of the fighters to create the State of Israel after the Holocaust, which he put her life literally in danger. One of the great things she did, I don't remember the details, so forgive me if I get it a little bit wrong, she smuggled things into a prison where Jewish fighters were there, and I think on death row, and she smuggled things in to help them and put her life in danger. So in her early years she was a literally Lochemet Hashem, and she was one of the heroes who helped build and create the State of Israel. But also, and when she came to the U.S. and came to our Yeshiva University, she was a Ben Yisrael Chanan and joined the library, she wrote another book, another sefer. She was a woman of the sefer. She was literally the pillar of the Jewish library, of the Sifrei Kodesh. And yesterday a little bit, Judah Wogelanta was telling me how much work she did at Yom HaZeh, that library, which is the Shema Shilas Tefores, as a collection and center for Jewish books, is so much due to her work. So she was an Eshet Sefer, Mesirut Nefesh, every step along the way, complete dedication. So I just thought that we could maybe add, her name was Chaya, and I think that in her life, which is the life of Chaya, she gave life to Am Yisrael Chai and to the Sefer Torah Chaim, the Torah of life. Let it be Melissa Yosef for her friends, for her daughter, for her grandson, for her family, the other grandson, and from her memory and from her zechuyot, I'm just all bizocha for a gula shalema b'mehev amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Rabbi Simon to say a few words.
Okay, the hour's late, so just want to say a few words. Chaya and I go back close to 40 years in the Gottesman Library. There's one sefer, Rabbi Reichel was speaking about Svarim, that she had on her desk. And it was called Haparsha Velikha. And it went through every parsha of the year and the musar of that parsha. And her favorite parsha was Parshas Vayetze. Because in Parshas Vayetze, there was a piece there written in that book called Musar HaAvoda, the work ethic. It was about Yaakov Avinu, how he was Oved all the years. And that was what Chaya related to. There was no such thing. If somebody needed a sefer and it was 12 o'clock at night and it was in the basement, Chaya would run down. There's no such thing as we'll do it tomorrow or I can't do it now. It's the work ethic that she had. Never lazy. So there's a word I once heard from Rav Meir Scheinberg in the name of the Brisker Rav. A lot of times in life, people have excuses about things, and the Brisker Rav said, Zach nicht, ich kenn nicht, Zach ich will nicht. Don't say you can't do it, say you don't want to do it. Because if you really wanted to do it, you'd be able to do it. And that was Chaya's life. Anything you wanted, no such thing, I can't do it. You do it. This is the Olam Hamasa, and that was what Chaya was all about. To do, to get it done, to accomplish, together with his love of Eretz Yisrael, and a love of Torah, and a love of people, and a love of the library, and all these things. But this is the Olam Hamasa. And we have to get things done, and we have to do, we can never be lazy. And that was Chaya. That was the Mahus of Chaya, and I was late, but that should be a legacy, and that should be an inspiration to us in all our endeavors throughout our lives.
I'd like to ask Rabbi Rapp, a neighbor and close friend, to say a few words.
The hour is now later. But this week's Parsha is Parshas Vayigash, where Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, is very upset. He doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to always stay in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem himself has to come down and tell him, don't worry, this is where you're supposed to go now. Everything will work out in the end. As much as I know that you want to be in Israel, there are times when you have to move on. And that, I think, also is the story of Chaya Gordin. Chaya Gordin was born in Lenschitz, as she told us many times. Vav Tishrei, Tuf Resh Tzadi Aleph, in September 28th, 1930. Same town as the Kli Yaka. She was always proud of it. And she moved to Eretz Yisrael, and that was her life. Her life was, she grew up in a house of Jabotinsky, Hadar. She would say, she was with great joy, Menachem Begin, how she admired him, etc., etc. Her nicknames, her and her daughter, Galilit and Trimpledora, when they would do their trips to Akko prison from Haifa, etc. Her heart was always in Eretz Yisrael, but for various reasons she had to move out of Eretz Yisrael. And she made a home for herself. She loved the community loved her. But at the end of the day, she came because she was supposed to do it, but her heart always never left Eretz Yisrael. She was the ultimate Zionist. There's no one who cared more about Israel that I know than Chaya Gordin. So she's going to be missed, something terrible, but she should take consolation, just like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted nothing more than to live in Israel. He was told, unfortunately, you're going to have to go down. History is not the way. She also lived that life, and she accepted it. But not at any point did she give up the joy and love for the state of Israel that she always had.
I worked with Chaya in the library for about 5 years. As Rabbi Rapp had mentioned, one of her common themes that she always came back to was her admiration for her father, and Jabotinsky, and Menachem Begin, and she always used to, I remember the speech about Hadar, the idea of dignity, the idea of Kavod, and I'm glad that we were able to give her a little bit of Kavod, a little bit of dignity in her final moments, a little bit of hadar. Her love for the students of Yeshiva University, I think, should be emphasized as well. She was very, very dedicated to the boys. She would always talk about the boys, and she would get very excited, and she'd see them learning and running around and in the library, and that was a very big part of her life as well. She lived a life of dedication and commitment to the library and to the community and to the yeshiva, and she served as a role model in that respect. Tehi nishmasa Tzrua b'Tzor HaChaim.
Do you want to say anything to Helen together? We have books. Okay.
Page 12. Mizmal David had a new one. 12. Okay, did you say the big Kaddish, the long?
Regular Kaddish.
But the regular one.
Regular one.
Give him the regular Kaddish, not this long.
Well, he'll come over here.
Come here, stay by the chair.
Okay.
The regular Kaddish.
No.